Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? How are you doing today? How's everything in your neighborhood? How's things in the world you live in? I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to welcome you to Gregory's Story. That's right, it's an internet radio show that's broadcast all over the world. That's right, we're broadcasting on 7 continents. So you can tell everybody you know that they can tune in and listen to the information that we're giving out on the radio show. We're doing sports, we're doing news, we're doing the weather, and we're doing music and activities on the radio show. Yes, it's more exciting than any radio show that you'll listen to anywhere around the world. So, it's a good thing, and I'd like to welcome you to today's show. Today is Monday, June 24th, and we have an exciting show scheduled for you today. But the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it's beautiful. Oh, it's 105 degrees, but it's beautiful. The sun is shining. The sky is blue. There's no clouds out. Oh, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Yes, it is beautiful. And I am so happy to be here in Las Vegas. And as I look out over the strip, I see all these beautiful women walking up and down the strip. Oh, it's beautiful. They're looking so good. They got their short shorts on, and they got their bikinis on, and they got their tank tops on. Oh, they're looking beautiful. And the men aren't looking bad either. They're walking around in their shorts and their tank tops and their T-shirts, and they got their baseball hats on. Oh, yeah, they're looking fine, women. You should have good eye candy to look at today. Because it's beautiful sights for everyone all over the strip. It's a beautiful place to be in Las Vegas. And this is a great place to plan your summer vacation, to come to Vegas and enjoy the sights in Vegas. I mean, you can go to the casinos and you can gamble. Hopefully you won't lose all your money. But you can make some money if you're a good gambler. And while you're gambling, you can drink the watered-down alcoholic drinks. Oh, yes, plenty of alcohol in the casinos for you to drink. And hopefully you won't get drunk. But if you get drunk, just don't drive. Just sit back and watch some TV because they got the sports book and they got all the sporting activities going on the TV channel. They got soccer, they got track and field, they got a lot of activities going on the TV. so you can get involved in anything you want to while you're drinking. And you can drink as much as you want as long as you're not driving. That's what we say. Don't drink and drive. You can drink, but don't drive. So everybody can be safe and happy as long as you're drinking, but you're not driving. That's the best way to do it. And the drinks in Vegas aren't real good. I mean, they're not real strong. They're all watered down. So you can get plenty of them, and it'll take you a few of them to get drunk. So that's my recommendation. You can drink, but don't get drunk. And if you get drunk, just sit back and watch some TV in the sports book or play some games, because they got all kind of gambling machines that you can sit and lose your money at. That's right, because Vegas is made on the money that you lose. So that's what pays my salary, your lost wages. But it's okay. I don't mind you winning sometimes, because you got to take some home with you. That makes sure you come back on another day. So it's a good thing. You can go into the casino and you can drink and you can gamble. And then when you finish drinking and gambling, you can go to the buffet and eat like a pig. Oh, they got all-you-can-eat buffet. Now, it may cost you $20. It may cost you $30. It may even cost you $50. But you get some of the best food available in Las Vegas, because all the casinos have the best chefs from all over the world coming and cooking food for the patrons that gamble in the casino. So you can get good food at the buffets in all the casinos all around Las Vegas. That's right. You can eat until you're fat. Eat until you get sleepy and want to go to sleep. So it's a good thing. You can eat until you're happy. And that's a good thing, too. So all of that is a good thing. And you can bring your kids, because Las Vegas is an adult playground, but they do have places for kids to have fun. We got the water park with 25 slides that the kids can enjoy in the water park, and they can have a good time. And it's 105 degrees today, so they can go in the water and stay cool and comfortable. And just like the adults, you can go hang out in the pool, and you don't have to do any swimming. You just sit in the pool and stay cool and calm. That's what the pool is made for. So everybody can have fun. And then the kids, you can take them to Circus, because that's a casino made for kids. They have the circus tent where they have circus activities. They got people swinging on trapeze and walking across the high wire and even doing animal tricks with the lions and the elephants and all kind of stuff like that. And then they have games for kids to play where they don't win any money. Unfortunately, they can't win any money, but they can have a good time and they can win prizes. A lot of stuffed animals is always a prize for a kid, especially little girls. I know they love those stuffed animals, so they can put them all over their room, all across their bed and everything. That's what stuffed animals are made for. Yep. So that's where they can go. They can go to Circus, and you can even drop the kids off at Circus, and then go see a concert for the adults and Circus, or around the strip. There are other places close by Circus Casino where you can go and sit in and watch a show, watch some entertainers, listen to some music being played, or you can see some musicians, magicians, or you can see some comedy acts. Yes, it's all available right here in Las Vegas for your entertainment pleasure. Okay, well, I'm going to tell you a story, but I'm not going to tell it right now because I want to announce that I'm running for president. That's right. I'm G Money, and I'm running for president of the United States of America. I'm running as an independent. So tell people to vote for G Money. That's right. If you're 21 or older, you can vote for G Money. He's running as an independent candidate for the presidency of the United States in 2020. So spread the word and donate some money to my campaign because I need all the money I can get so I can do commercials and stuff so that everybody will know that I'm running as a serious candidate for president of the United States of America. Now, you can pull up Story Time with G Money, and you can listen to comedy albums. That's right, I got about 16 albums available for sale. That means G Money, the Pimp Comic, has recorded 16 albums worth of funny stuff to listen to. And you can also pull up G Money's store. He has a store available with all kind of products that you can buy with the G, with the $3 sign. Yep, that's the G Money brand. G, the $3 sign. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. So you can all donate to my campaign by buying comedy albums by G Money and buying G Money gear out of the store. And all you have to do is pull up storytimewithgmoney.com, and everything is right there available. And you can even see some additions. You know, you can join the fan club. So we have registration for the fan club, and we have YouTube, and we have Twitter, and we have Facebook. We have all kinds of things that you can watch and you can look at once you pull up Story Time with G Money. Everything is there, and it's for your pleasure. That's what we put it together for. So you can spend some money and help my campaign, and then you can enjoy your time on the website. All right. Well, I'm going to go and let me talk to DJ Papa D, because he's going to play some music, drop some comedy spots, and drop some commercials, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So one day I was in a game. I was playing against my buddy's team. And the team I was playing for, I was new to the team, so I hadn't really established myself in a position. They just kind of put me wherever they could fit me in for the game. Now, right field is right behind the second baseman. That's the position that they usually put the sorry baseball players, because nobody hits the ball to right field. So they put a lot of non-ball players in right field. If you have somebody that can't throw real far, they put them in right field. Or you put somebody that's real slow, they put them in right field. Or somebody that can't catch a fly ball, they put them in right field. So they put me in right field.
Yeah.
Running in the outfield for this fly ball. We got two men on base, and both of them, I'm sure, are running because this guy has hit the ball and it's going over my head, and I'm running for the ball. And I'm like, oh, man, what do I do? And I'm running, and I see it can't fall. Nothing drops in my outfield. And out of nowhere, my frat, my Sam's, my line brother, Brother Love, comes out of left field and he passes me up and he catches the ball over his shoulder. He runs and catches the ball over his shoulder. He makes a miraculous catch and I'm shocked. I'm like, where the hell did you come from?
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order. And you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Yes, it's G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'd like to welcome you again to Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show that's broadcasting worldwide for everybody to call in and listen to the show. If you don't have a computer that you can pull up the site and listen to the show in your house, you can call us on the radio and listen to the show. So you don't even have to talk to us. You can just call in and listen to the show. Okay, well, I guess I will tell you a story. I was teaching school in Compton, and I was teaching sixth grade. And at the middle school, because that's what it's called now, it's no longer junior high school, it's called middle school now, where it's sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, where it used to be seventh, eighth, and ninth grade. So now it's sixth grade, seventh grade, and eighth grade. And I'm teaching sixth grade. And I'm the one at the school that puts on the talent shows. We have the talent show every year in the beginning of the school year. We have it in fall, and then we have a talent show during the spring, right before the end of the school year. So I'm the one responsible for putting on the talent show. So I have an idea about going to McDonald's and getting some food for the kids that won drawings at the school. Because we had a school newspaper, and you could turn in a little piece of paper with your name and your homeroom on it, and you can qualify. If you get picked, you get a $5 to spend at Taco Bell or to spend at McDonald's for lunch. And that was something that made everybody real popular, because if you got a McDonald's lunch instead of eating the school cafeteria food, well, you were a star for the day. You became the big man or the big woman on campus because you got McDonald's or you got Taco Bell. And for $5, you know you can buy a lot of food at McDonald's or Taco Bell. So we would pick people. Every week I would pick somebody, and on Friday they would have either Taco Bell or they would have McDonald's. So I would go to McDonald's, and I knew the manager there, and they had a pretty big lobby where you could eat inside at McDonald's. And I was talking to the manager, and I said, hey, what do you think about having a party in your lobby, in your dining room, where everybody can come in and sit down and eat, and they can listen to music, and the kids could dance, and everybody that comes into the party, they would get in by buying food. They would have to go to the front counters and buy food, and then they could come and sit in the dining area and eat their food and listen to the music. And the manager thought that was a good idea. He said, I like that idea. And I said, yeah, you can make a lot of money for that one particular day because the kids can bring their parents and they can invite their older brothers and sisters and they can get their aunts and uncles and grandparents to show up. Oh, it'll be a good thing. And he really liked that idea. He was like, you're on to something, G. That's a good idea. So we planned the party, and I was going to be the DJ because I had a karaoke machine that had two microphones on it, and I could play cassettes or CDs. So we planned the party, and I'm thinking that the McDonald's is going to make all the money. And I was thinking to myself, well, it got to be some way where I can get paid out of this idea. I mean, I'm bringing all the kids from my school to the party, but how am I going to make any money? The McDonald's is going to make all the money because they're going to get all the kids to come in and buy food, and they're going to have their parents and grandparents and their aunts and uncles and their big brothers and big sisters to come in and eat. So the McDonald's is going to make all the money. So I was thinking about it, and I said, I know what I'll do. I'll bring my airbrush background, and I'll set up to take pictures. So that's what I do. I'll take pictures while everybody is partying in the party because I can put a tape on or put a CD in and play the whole CD. I can have mixed songs on the CD, and I can play the whole CD. And I can go and take pictures of everybody that wants to have their picture taken. So that way, I will make some money, too. And it's a good idea. So I go, and the day that we set up to have the party, I bring my DJ equipment, my karaoke system, and I set it up in the dining room. And then in the corner, I set up my airbrush background with my camera and my tripod. And I'm going to take Polaroid pictures of all the kids that want to have their pictures taken and all of the adults that want to take their pictures with their kids. And I'm thinking, I can take 20 pictures. I'm going to bring about five packs of film, which would be about 50 pictures that I can take. And at $5 a picture, that means I'll make about $250. So I'm excited about this idea, but I'm not expecting to take more than maybe 10 or 15 pictures. Because I know all these kids ain't going to have money to spend, especially if they spend $5 to come in and eat. They're not going to be able to pay for pictures. So I'm like, well, I'm expecting that I'll take 7 to 10 pictures. So I'll make $35 to $50. And I go and I set up and we're playing the music and the kids are coming in from the school, and I got all three grades, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade kids showing up for the party. And it's a big success. They're bringing their parents and their grandparents and their big brothers and sisters. Everybody's coming to the party, and I'm playing tapes, and everybody's eating, and they're dancing, and they're having a good time. So I go over and I'm starting to solicit people to take pictures. And I get a few people that want to take pictures. And I take their pictures, and I make $15 or $20 at $5 a picture. And it's going okay because I'm making a few dollars. I'm happy with that. I'm not expecting to make a whole bunch. And then something crazy happened. all of a sudden, Ronald McDonald showed up. And I was like, oh, wait, I got Ronald. Oh, it's time for a commercial break. I'll have to get back to the story and let you know what happened with the rest of the story when we come back. So, DJ Papa D, it's on you. So what are you going to do? And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Well, a guy got up and hit a long fly ball, and the man ran to third base. And I'm like, oh, no, he's going to try to run? Oh, well, I'm ready for him. And they throw it to our shortstop, and our shortstop throws the ball, and I catch the ball, and now I'm waiting on the runner. And he's coming, and I know he's coming, and I'm ready for him, and I'm going to tag him out, and he's going to be out, and he doesn't slide. He goes to plan B, which was run me over, and he runs me over, and I tag him out, but he steps on my foot. And then I jump up and I say, ow, shit, that hurt.
then the next time we performed, I came out with my cape wrapped around me, and they got some girls sitting in the back of the auditorium, and they got money they're holding over their girlfriend's head. So I go to her, and I put my foot up on her chair, and I wrap my cape around her so that nobody can see her, and I'm playing it to the audience like, oh, my God. And I'm just loving this, and I'm like, oh, yeah. And I'm playing to the crowd, and this girl reaches in and grabs my dick and my nuts, and she pulls my dick out of my G-string and starts sucking on it. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. I'm running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends. And send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money. Because I'm running for president in 2020. That on Friday, we dedicate our show to solving the homeless problem in different cities around the world. So we want people to call in that are working with the homeless and talk about the things that they're doing to solve homelessness in their neighborhood around the world. So all they got to do is call me on my radio show. And we're going to talk about it live on the air on Friday. Okay? So everybody, call in on 323-870-4366. That's how you can listen to the radio show. And you can be a call-in guest on my radio show. Just call in and say you want to talk about the homeless situation. And we'll put you on, and we'll have that discussion live on the air. Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity is having their national convention here in Las Vegas in the month of July. So we'll have some fundraisers going on. They're hoping to raise some money for the homeless. So check it out on the internet. Look up Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity and see if you can see any kind of dates for any activity.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm welcoming you back to Gregory's Stories. Yes, I'm telling you a story that I was having a party at McDonald's, and I had invited all the kids that I teach at my middle school to come to the party and to bring their family and their friends, and it was a big success. And I had set up my airbrush background to take pictures of some of the family members together with their mom and dad and their cousins and their grandmothers and stuff and the kids in their class. And I got a big surprise. Ronald McDonald showed up at the party. And he came in, and everybody wanted to take pictures with Ronald. So I was really happy. Whereas I was making about $30, now it looked like I was going to make $200 or $300. So I was really excited. I was like, whoa, this is going to be great. And then Mayor McCheese walked in, and the Hamburglar walked in. And all three of them wanted to take pictures with the kids. And everybody was excited. They were taking pictures with these three characters. And it was great. I mean, everybody was coming in off of the street because they saw the characters at the McDonald's. And they were really happy. And they came in just to support what was going on in McDonald's. And I was taking pictures, and I was happy. I was making a bunch of money. And I only thought I was going to make like $30 or $40. Now it looked like I was going to make $200 or $300. And I was really having fun. And Ronald McDonald broke out some balloon animals and started twisting and folding animals, balloons up, and making animals and giving them away to the kids. And the kids really liked the balloon animals. And then Mayor McCheese started twisting up balloon animals, and he was giving them away. And then the Hamburglar started twisting up balloons, and he was making animals and giving them away. So all the kids were getting prizes, and they were getting balloons along with eating McDonald's food and getting their pictures taken. The kids were having a great time, and I was really happy about what was going on. And it got better. Yes, I had two kids later on in the day after all of the middle school kids started to fade away and go home. The older kids came to McDonald's and started hanging out. And then two kids came to me and said, hey, you got microphones? And I'm like, yeah, I got microphones. And they're like, here, play this tape, and we're going to rap. And I said, what? You guys are going to rap? And then all of a sudden it hit me. I'm like, oh, this is going to turn into a live concert. Oh, this is going to be great for McDonald's. So we're going to have a concert, and the kids will come in from everywhere to listen to these kids rap on this track, right? So they put I put the music on, and the kids got to rapping, and everybody was dancing, and all of the older kids started coming in from the neighborhood all over the place. They started showing up out the woodwork, and they were coming in from everywhere. And I was like, oh, this is great. And, you know, older kids come in with more money than the middle school kids. So they came in, and they were buying $10 and $15 worth of hamburgers and french fries and drinks at McDonald's, and they were taking more pictures. And I was like, yeah, this is really great. And they were dancing to the songs that these kids were singing. And I had the ultimate idea that I could do a concert featuring all of the high school kids in the city. And that's where my live concerts came into play. Yes, I developed my concert from high school to high school, and I started doing outside concerts that became very popular in Compton, and I expanded the concert to where I had 10 or 15 acts on stage. So it was a real concert, and I was producing the show that made everybody want to come and see the kids rap and sing and dance. It was outstanding. And I got the reputation to be the entertainment promoter of the year. Oh, it was a great thing. And it just got better. And I went from doing the schools to doing everything in the city. And it became a good event. And to this day, I'm in Las Vegas doing the exact same thing that I did when I was teaching in the elementary schools, in the middle schools, in the high schools in California. Yes, it has turned into a money-making situation for G-Money, because I'm now the concert promoter of the year. Well, that's the end of my story. It turned into a good situation. And McDonald's really made a lot of money that day because everybody came in and bought McDonald's food because, you know, kids like to eat McDonald's. I want a hamburger, Mama. I want a McDonald's hamburger. And, you know, your mother will say, well, I'll fix you a hamburger. And the kids say, but that ain't a McDonald's hamburger. I want a McDonald's hamburger. Because a McDonald's hamburger is special. And that's where they get the love of McDonald's food, from the McDonald's hamburger and french fries and shakes and drinks and apple pies. Yes, they get it all at McDonald's. They got hamburgers. They got cheeseburgers. They got Big Macs. Oh, yeah, they got fish fillets, and they got everything at McDonald's. And McDonald's is the family place to eat. Yes, it is. All right, well, it's time for another commercial break. Thank you for listening to my story, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So I was standing out on the steps of my bungalow, and one of my students, a little cute little girl, she was light-skinned and had big freckles on her face, and her mother had dressed her up with a white sweater and white jeans, and she just looked so darling. And while she was talking to me, she had her punch in one hand and she had her pizza in her other hand, and this little boy reached under the steps and slapped the punch out of the girl's hand and got punch all over her white clothes. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand, and he took off running. And I lost it.
I do you want the man.
Was a man. He was riding on the freeway and his telephone rang and he answered his phone and it was his wife. And his wife was saying, "I'm looking at the news and there's a man, somebody driving on the freeway going the wrong way on the freeway. So be careful, honey. Be very careful while you're driving home." And he said, "Okay, baby." And he looked up. And he said, there's not one car, but there are 500 cars coming this way.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, Big Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366. And you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Yep, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm the host of Gregory's Stories. Well, it's almost time to shut it down for today's show. I hope you got some interesting stories to tell for the stories that you heard today. We have a lot of interesting things going on the radio show. So you should be telling everybody that they need to tune in and listen to this radio show so they can start listening and hearing all of these stories. These comedy shorts are off the chain. I mean, they are really exciting. Especially when you really hear the whole story, it's really exciting. And what you're just hearing is just a clip of what's really going on in the stories that I tell. So, if you're listening and you hear the stories that I tell on a daily basis, well, you have an idea of what the other stories are like. It's always interesting and always fascinating to listen to Gregory's stories. Because I'm a fascinating person, and I'm full of excitement, and I tell some really good stories. So you need to tell everybody to tune in to Gregory's stories and listen to the internet radio show, because they can listen to it while they're at work or while they're in school or even while they're on the bus or going home. They can listen to it on their radio, because all they have to do is pull up the radio, dial the radio number, the phone number, at 323-870-4366, and they can listen to the radio show wherever they are, whatever they're doing, and everybody that has a phone can listen to the show. And if they have a computer in front of them, they can pull up the radio show on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard and listen to the show as in its entirety. That's right. It's an hour worth of fun and excitement 4 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. And on Friday, we dedicate the show to solving the homeless situation in the cities around the world. So we're always asking people that are working with the homeless to call in and tell everybody around the world what they're doing to solve homelessness in their neighborhood. So it's Monday, and it's the beginning of the week. And it's summertime all over the world. Well, it's hot in Las Vegas. I don't know about every place else, but it's hot here. So if you come to Vegas for a summertime vacation, that would be the best place to enjoy your summer. Bring your family and your friends and all your kids, because this isn't just an adult playground. It's a playground for kids, too. All right. Well, I want to thank my engineer, DJ Pop D, and I want to thank DJ Big Nasty for their support of the radio show. And I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm out of here. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 3 o'clock, and I'll have another good story for you for sure. All right. Good night. Later. Peace. I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.